Thanks for joining us today, Dan. This Saturday is the annual fly-in and drive-in breakfast at the Jim Bellamy Field at Knoxville Municipal Airport. And once again, looks like a delicious breakfast. You got biscuits and gravy, sausage, eggs. And what else is going to be going on at the breakfast this year? What activities you've got planned out?
We're going to have a lot of family activities. We're going to have kids' inflatables, Ferris wheels, and a train for the smaller kids. We're going to have a small petting zoo for the kids also. We'll have some classic cars come in that everybody can look at and enjoy. Peace Tree Brewing Company will be out here giving free samples of root beer and some of their other drinks that they make. The Knoxville Fire and Rescue will be out here. Mercy One, that's currently out here, will be out here, and you can come take a look at their helicopter and talk with some of their personnel will be out here. National Guard will have the rock climbing wall. Civil Air Patrol will be out here with a couple airplanes and some of their people parking aircraft that fly in. Types of aircraft that fly in are anywhere from home-built to older classic airplanes to brand-new airplanes. The Iowa Military Aviation Museum out of Ankeny will be here. The Greenfield Museum, the Aircraft Museum out of Greenfield, Iowa, will be here to show off some of their stuff and also have their merchandise. We'll have a tribute to the veterans and the emergency personnel. We'll do that in mid-morning, about 9, 10 o'clock. There'll be a gun salute and a flag-raising ceremony for them. I'd also like to thank Iowa State Savings Bank and Knoxville Aviation for donating stuff for the fly-in and helping us make it a successful day at the airport.
When you're talking about these fly-ins, now breakfast for people driving in will be $5, but people flying in will get it for free. How do you advertise this to other people across the state and the area and to anyone that can fly in? How do you get that word out there?
We send flyers out to all the airports that they post them up on bulletin boards. And then we put it on websites for the Iowa area and the Missouri area. And I've had planes fly in from central Missouri to central Illinois to come over and have breakfast and gives them a reason to go out and fly their airplane somewhere, and they like to show them off to people after they put all their hard work in them.
And with a day like this, is just a day kind of to show off the airport and show off kind of the idea of small aircraft and that sort of thing?
That's correct. We try to showcase the airport and what the city's done out here, and some of our newer facilities they're great. And we also want people to come out and enjoy the airplanes and see what goes on at the airport, because a lot of people don't come out on a regular basis.
You talked about the museums will be coming out here with some of their apparel merchandise. What can people look forward to, like with the museum coming out here or some of these maybe classic planes?
You'll see anything from possibly some older warbirds to older classic aircraft that you see on TV and in the movies and stuff that are still flying today and that people are still enjoying.
With a down economy, how has that impacted what you guys have been able to do out here at the airport?
We see a lot of people that are flying the older aircraft for personal use. They still fly them, but they don't fly them as much as they used to. They'll maybe come out to the airport and do a lot more talking than flying, with the way that fuel prices have went up and jobs are the way they are.
But a day like this, it helps create interest again, I imagine, in the industry itself, especially if you'll probably operate with a lot of small aircraft out here.
Yeah, you'll see stuff that that we see every day, but that the people in town maybe don't see as often, or when you drive by you don't see the aircraft that are parked behind the buildings and out in the secure areas that now you'll be able to go out and see.
And what will Mercy and the Knoxville Fire and Rescue be doing out here? Will they be giving some sort of demonstrations? Or
I believe the police are coming out with the drug dog to do a demonstration with that. Mercy will be on call, so you know they may get called out and you'll see them in action and what they do every day out here.
Okay, and what would you say to people just to encourage them to come out here on Saturday morning?
I would just encourage to come out with the family, come out with the kids, and see something that you don't see every day in Knoxville.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dan, for joining us today.
Thank you.